Now, back in 1984, 37% of all computer science graduates were women. Today, that number is down to 18%, according to a national organization focused on getting girls interested in the field.
Girls Who Code is a national organization aimed at closing the gender gap in the technology world. And educators at UW-Milwaukee recently set up a club to help achieve that goal.
Christine Cheng joins us now. She's Associate Professor of Computer Science at UW-Milwaukee and one of the organizers of UWM's Girls Who Code Club. Christine, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So how does Girls Who Code try to inspire girls, young women, to get into computer science?
Okay, so let me kind of briefly say how it got started, and then I'll get into that.
Sure.
So the founder of Girls Who Code is Reshma Saujani, and she's a kind of a politician in New York City. And it started from a very basic observation that when she started visiting classrooms who teach where coding is taught, she noticed that it's mostly boys, and the main question was, where's the girls? And so they, so the goal of Girls Who Code is to expose girls as young as, like, in our club, as young as fourth grade all the way to high school, to expose them to coding, to see how interesting it is, to see what you could do with this skill.
And why did you want to get involved in Milwaukee with the local program?
Our department's been a participant of an organization. Well, it's not an organization, but an initiative called BRAID, and the idea is to increase more women in our computer science program. And so it was very much in line with the goal of so the issue with computer science is that there's a pipeline issue. We're not having a lot of girls in college because there's not a lot of girls in high school who's doing computer science, because there's not a lot of girls in middle school who's interested in computer science. So you kind of have to build the pipeline.
Why do you think that is? Starting at that early age, why aren't we seeing more girls involved in coding, in computer science?
So there's many issues. I think one of them is a perception issue. Not many girls understand what computer science is all about. So, for example, in one of my classes, I asked my student, what do you think the public's perception of a computer scientist is? And one of my students raised his hand and said, well, it's the image of a guy in his basement where it's all dark. He's working on his computer, drinking Mountain Dew. So I think that's very much still in the public's view of what computer science is all about, and we need to correct that. We need to show them that it's actually, you're doing actually interesting work, that there's a lot of the work that's done in computer science has a social component, that you're trying to improve people's lives and so forth.
Now, you, of course, are a computer scientist and a woman yourself. I was looking at a list of your publications. There are a lot of things that I do not understand, definitely. But how important is it to have a role model like you up there in front of the girls so they can see, oh, yeah, a computer science scientist can be a woman?
I think it's really important. So let me just say, too, that it's not just me who's running Girls Who Code. I have two instructors, who one is an undergraduate and the other is a graduate student in our program. And then I have a pool of 10 volunteers, all women, who are also from our program. They week in, week out, they help us. So I think for a young girl, it's important to recognize that there are women, and in some sense plenty of women, who's interested in this field, so that they don't feel like they're the only one in the room, or they're the only one, I don't know, in their school who's interested in it. I think one of the things that I've seen in the program is, or one of the fun things that I've seen is that they are getting to know each other, even though they're from different schools. And I think that's a real encouragement to them that that it's worth pursuing this interest.
We're talking to computer science professor Christine Cheng from UW-Milwaukee about Girls Who Code. And Christine, what actually happens when girls join this club? What do they do? What kind of projects? What kind of education?
We make use of a particular platform from codesters.com. It's already set up. And what we do is our teachers at the very beginning would do like a 15-minute quote-unquote lecture where they point out the important parts of today's lesson, and then the girls spend about 45 minutes coding, and then we have a break, and then again like a 10 to 15-minute recap of what happened, and then they spend the rest of the time coding as well. So what's really interesting with this particular platform, and there's plenty of platforms out there, is that the girls can get to do something really interesting immediately, which was very different from our experience. Like for me and a lot of my colleagues, when we learned how to code, it was a black screen, and we were typing things and trying to make things appear on that black screen. But now there's a lot of platforms where they get to see a lot of animation. They make things move, and they get to do interactive stuff where you ask the user input, and a lot of interesting things will happen on the screen. So it's kind of a really interesting time right now in the K-12 education, and that there's a lot of products out there that will enhance the learning of coding.
And then starting with that platform, are they working towards skills that would apply toward computer programming languages that they might use in academics or in a future job?
Definitely. So with CodeSwitch.com, they're using Python as the main language, which is a language already used in industry. So they're getting to know the language. They're getting to know the concepts, the most important concepts in coding, without it being very very dry. Without it being it's a drag and drop method for writing your code. So they avoid the mistake that typically baffles initial learners of coding, where you mistype something and then mm-hmm. you're spending 30 minutes trying to figure out what's wrong with it. So this drag and drop sort of improves the experience significantly.
So you've worked with girls in the Girls Who Code Club. What do you see? How do you see them change over the course of this?
I think for a lot of them, it's gaining a good understanding of what coding is all about, and the ability to create things. I think that's really exciting for them. I know that for some of our high school students, it's a way for them to figure out if, for example, they want to do AP computer science, or if they want to pursue a computing-related field in college. So it kind of opens their eyes and see what the field is all about.
Are you getting a lot of interest in Girls Who Code in the Milwaukee area?
We are. So we're not the only one running a Girls Who Code Club. Marquette was actually the first one to do so, and with their help, we started ours. When we had an information session in January, we were expecting about 50 people to come at our information session, and it something like 110 showed up.
Wow!
So there was really this excitement in the air when we did the information session. I think both the parents recognize it's a skill they want their kids to have, and then I think the girls themselves were very interested in learning how to code.
What are your hopes for the future of the program?
We hope to grow it. We hope to reach, I think, girls, and in fact, not just girls, but boys as well, who don't get this exposure to coding. And so so my colleague and I, Professor John Boyland, are talking about how we could scale the program so we could reach, I think, more underrepresented groups, because that's the key, trying to increase diversity in computer science.
And is it your hope that eventually some of these club members will be showing up in your college classrooms?
Definitely. I think we already know that two of them are going to do computer science or computer engineering at UWM. But I think my hope is that they would take the skill and combine it with their passions. So I have a girl in the program who said that she's interested in political science or computer science. And even if she chooses political science, I think coding is a skill that she could bring into the field. Like if you think about Nate Silver and all mm-hmm. the number crunching he's doing, he's definitely doing coding behind the scenes. So you're going to be a much better political scientist if you have coding skills than if you don't. And I think that's the idea, is to use coding to enhance what your passion is.
Christine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Christine Cheng, computer science professor and head of the Girls Who Code Club at UW-Milwaukee.
Coming up, there are many movements, like a demand for organics and the push for fair trade products, that focus on items as they come to market. But with 40% of food wasted in the U.S., some are saying that there should be as much emphasis on where those items end up. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.